Picture Australia's reservoirs at one quarter capacity. Imagine Sweden eliminating fossil fuels within 15 years. Watch DuPont shift from petroleum to plants. Nike chase zero waste. These aren't random headlines. They're tremors signaling the collapse of what we might call the industrial age bubble. For two centuries, we've lived inside a collective delusion that we can endlessly extract, consume, and discard on a finite planet. Every bubble eventually pops. The signs are everywhere. Climate chaos, vanishing resources, dying ecosystems. Consider the scale. Americans generate 1 ton of waste per person daily, with over 90% of raw materials becoming extraction waste before products even reach consumers. Globally, we pump 8 billion tons of carbon dioxide annually, 5 billion more than Earth can absorb. One-fifth of humanity lacks clean drinking water. Over 70% of fisheries are chronically overfished. We've mastered the art of shifting responsibility to specialists, treating water, waste, and energy as someone else's problems. Businesses lobby to preserve the status quo rather than innovate solutions. Yet scientists present us with the 80-20 challenge: cut carbon emissions 80% within 20-30 years. This isn't about tweaking, it's about transformation. Systems thinking reveals how industrial systems exist within nature's larger cycles. Resources divide into regenerative, forests, freshwater, that sustain indefinitely when not over-harvested, and non-regenerative, fossil fuels, that only deplete. Industrial waste, chemical, thermal, material, damages nature's ability to replenish. The Maya collapsed from deforestation and water mismanagement. Yet 600 years ago, Icelanders saved their grasslands by collectively limiting sheep grazing. A regenerative society follows one principle: life creates conditions for life. In forests, fallen leaves nourish microorganisms supporting new growth. Our daily choices, transportation, food, consumption, either support or compromise life's conditions. The industrial bubble persists through embedded assumptions: infinite cheap energy, unlimited waste capacity, human dominance, endless resources. Life beyond the bubble embraces renewable energy, zero waste through circular economies, borrowing responsibly from future generations, and recognizing our place among species. This isn't sacrifice, it's rediscovering what we truly value: quality living, community connection, harmony with nature. Systems intelligence demands collective action across industries. Sweden cut oil dependency from 77% to 30% after Ford dealer Per Karstad attended the 1992 Rio conference and solved the ethanol infrastructure problem by opening two filling stations, then expanding through persistent persuasion. The U.S. Green Building Council, founded in 1993 with 10 people, succeeded by uniting the entire system: real estate owners, financiers, engineers, architects, construction companies, environmental groups, and government. Despite contentious meetings, they focused on action. When LEED certification launched in 2000, demand exploded. Over 7,500 buildings registered by 2007, up from 635 in 2002. Most striking is Coca-Cola's partnership with WWF. In 2007, Coke committed to replenish all water removed from watersheds. While they'd reduce direct water use from 3 to 2.5 liters per liter of product, WWF revealed the full value chain, especially sugarcane cultivation, consumed 200 plus liters per liter of Coke. This order of magnitude shift drove integrated watershed management. Ignoring sustainability risks, losing market share, talent, and investment capital, 69% of consumers hold companies completely responsible for environmental protection. Goldman Sachs found companies with strong environmental, social, and governance policies outperformed the stock market by 25% since 2005. Companies progress through five stages, with many stalling at basic compliance. The critical leap happens at stage four. Sustainability becomes fully integrated into strategy, impacting capital allocation, supply chains, R&D, and operations. DuPont's transformation proves the point. After Greenpeace labeled them the world's number one polluter in 1989, they committed to change. By 2004, they'd cut air carcinogens by 90%, hazardous waste by 40%, greenhouse gases by 70%, and energy use by 5%. While production increased 40%, energy costs remained flat, saving $3 billion, creating a virtuous cycle where savings funded further innovation. Problem solving eliminates what you don't want. Creating brings what you care about into reality. Creating draws energy from dreams and visions, while reactive problem solving stems from fear. The creative orientation makes problem solving secondary to realizing what truly matters. Xerox engineers created the groundbreaking lakes concept that became the Document Center family in the late 1990s. Team leader John Elter formed a team deeply connected to ecosystems. The transformative moment came when they discovered a Xerox copier in a landfill, sparking their zero-to-landfill vision. This nature-inspired constraint unleashed extraordinary creativity, resulting in machines that were 93% remanufacturable and 97% recyclable. Since 1991, Xerox has diverted 1.9 billion pounds of waste from landfills, saving approximately 400 million annually. Martin Luther King Jr. identified creative tension, the gap between vision and current reality that naturally generates energy for change. This tension resembles a rubber band stretched between vision and reality, seeking resolution either by lowering the vision or pulling reality toward it. Masterful leaders distinguish between creative tension and emotional tension, avoiding the temptation to relieve discomfort by compromising vision or denying reality. The circular economy replaces the linear, extract, use, discard model with sophisticated flows where waste becomes valuable input. Two categories emerge: natural nutrients, like compost, that return to nature, and technical nutrients, like metals, that circulate back into manufacturing indefinitely. The financial benefits are substantial. Xerox saves over $400 million annually through copiers engineered for easy disassembly and remanufacturing. BMW systematically recovers components from end-of-life vehicles. Interface has saved over $450 million through waste reduction while creating innovative products from recycled materials. Nike's journey illustrates these principles. When executive Darcy Winslow questioned toxicity in their products, she shifted from compliance toward innovation. Rather than restricting designers with a bad list of chemicals, she emphasized untapped opportunities. By connecting sustainability to design creativity, she forged an emotional connection to eliminating waste, leading to innovations like Flynet technology that reduces waste by 60%. We stand at a threshold where unprecedented corporate growth obscures an emerging truth. A more robust organizational ecology is taking shape, aligned with the living world, and better equipped to address industrial age imbalances. The leadership required will largely come from the periphery: young people not yet socialized into organizational norms, women whose leadership styles differ, new companies, social entrepreneurs, unexpected sources. Creating needed changes requires millions of dedicated leaders without obvious positions of power. While CEO leadership remains important, it works in concert with less visible leaders who perceive emerging issues and translate ideas into practical changes. What's missing is our capacity for awe at the marvel of the living world, a recognition essential to rediscovering our place in the natural order. Like teenagers discovering they aren't the center of the universe, we must recognize our place as just one species among millions, with our merit depending not on ego, but contribution. Climate change places us on a larger stage in time and space, requiring us to develop to our highest potential. The necessary revolution isn't waiting for permission or position. It's waiting for you to see the system clearly, find your collaborators, and create the future you know is possible.